Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, welcome back to Late Night here on News Talk 830 WCCO. And I know that typically we talk to him on Thursdays and Fridays because that's when we get ready to get into the, the racing weekend at Canterbury Park. But, the Twins, they're on the West Coast or headed to the West Coast. They face Seattle the next couple of nights. And so we are going to just be doing Final Pitch late in the evening. So that means no Late Night, but Final Pitch. So that means that we got to talk to our guy, Jeff Madej from Canterbury Park, tonight. We got to talk to him right now to check in with him and see what's going on and get to Lake's Big Bet here in just a few moments. But, hey, Jeff, we appreciate you joining here on a Wednesday night, a day ahead in regards to what we do on the show and talking about things going on in Canterbury. But there was something that was going on tonight, and it's actually opening tomorrow that I'd at least want to, you to let the fans and the listening audience know about. And it has to do with Little Chicago Chop House. That is the new private restaurant inside of Canterbury Park. Talk about what you guys got cooking out there.
Well, thanks, Henry. And yes, we had a preview tonight of the Little Chicago Chop House, which is the first standalone restaurant at Canterbury Park. It is, we're introducing upscale dining to Shakopee in a way that really hasn't been experienced before. So it's a real cozy. It's a small room. It's a real cool vibe, and the food was fantastic. I mean, I'm disappointed that you couldn't be there. I know you had to work, and it's people. Your employer should be happy that you took work over fine dining, but we'll get you out there. But the service and the food was spectacular, and I was super impressed. And I really have not had a chance to dine there. There's a few employee only dinners before that I couldn't make, but I'm telling you, it's something that's well worth checking out when you're in Shakopee.
Well, I love Canterbury Park. You know that. Okay. And I'll make my way out there over the course of the next couple of days in regards to everything going on with the Preakness and your card. But there is a grievance with this show. Okay. So both from me and DJ, we're disappointed that you guys didn't plan this out a little bit better to have it in a time in which we could both be out there. So according to DJ, he told me there in the break that it sounds like there's going to be an available brunch on the house, courtesy of you guys. So that's how you guys are going to make up for it.
Absolutely. We have brunch every Saturday and Sunday, and you're welcome. You just let me know when you're coming out, and you can have all the bacon you want. The brunch is one thing I did partake in the brunch when we had a little preview one day, and just so they could kind of work through all the kinks and get the servers ready to go, and it was really good. And it's pretty much all you care to eat, and everything from eggs Benedict to bagels and lox and biscuits and gravy, and it's a really, really a nice offering, and it was fun. I'm used to track type of food, and we're known for the hot dogs and for, hamburgers and the kind of the quick racetrack type food. This is a whole different experience. This is something that is well worth taking the time to come out and check out.
I'm really frustrated, DJ. I'm telling you right now, as I look here, what was on the line for us tonight? A 5-course tasting menu and complimentary wine and drinks. That was what was on the line for us, and it didn't happen for us tonight, but we're going to make it happen really, really soon. All right, let's get to it, Jeff. Over the course of the next few days, one of the things that everybody's going to enjoy is the fact that you guys got some stakes races this weekend coming up here on the weekend, and a couple of them I absolutely want to dive into. Just kind of talk about the couple of different races that you have going on. You have the 10,000 Lakes, which is taking place, as well as the Lady Slipper Stakes.
Well, since we signed the agreement with the Shakopee, Midwakan, and Sioux community, who own and operate Mystic Lake, the breeding in Minnesota really, really took off, and we've seen some quality like we'd never seen before, and that's going to be on display on Saturday. And I know the numbers aren't huge. There's only 5 horses in the 10,000 Lakes, and one of the reasons is because a horse named Mr. Jägermeister is running. And I know you're familiar with Mr. Jägermeister. He was, as a 2-year-old, he was phenomenal. He dominated at Canterbury last year, and he's shipping in now after really easily beating a field in really efficient fashion at Oakland Park in a $90,000 allowance race. And now he's back facing state bred. So that's why that field didn't come up real deep. But there are some other good horses in there. You've got AP as Lewis, who's the all-time leading money earner in the history of Canterbury Downs or Canterbury Park. Hotshot Kid, who's from the leading barn of Mac Robertson, who's made $360,000 himself in purse earnings. Minds Made Up is a really nice horse. And, you know, and Speeding Kid is another one who's a four-year-old who's really nice. And Mr. Jagermeister is a four-year-old. If you had a really nice three-year-old last year, you're just disappointed that there was a horse like Mr. Jagermeister, because all these other horses are really high-quality animals. They just had to run into Jagermeister, who was just that much better. It's a horse that could run anywhere in the country in sprint races, and at one point was headed towards the Breeders' Cup, and I don't think the trainer, Valerie Lund, has really given up on that hope yet with this horse. She'll give him an out here, and then I think she looks nationally for the next step on the way to the Breeders' Cup in the fall.
All right, so those two stakes races that we're talking about and discussing right now are going off on Saturday. The 10,000 Lakes Stakes, that's race number four, the race that you're talking about currently. In that race, Mr. Jagermeister is going to be the favorite, right?
It's going to be probably 1-5. So if you think he's going to win, it might not be a great betting race. But you know, sometimes you don't have to bet every race, Henry.
You know, no, you don't.
And sometimes you just watch and enjoy, you know, the quality that you're going to see. And I think that's the case here. Now, if you think you can beat Mr. Jagermeister, good for you, because that means you're going to get real great value on other horses, and that's where you could make some money.
Okay.
I don't see him faltering here, but if you do, have at it.
I'm going to take a shot. I'm going to take a shot here, and one of the bets when it comes to Lakes Big Bay, I'm going to take a shot here, because the horse that you're talking about, Mr. Jagermeister, is clearly the horse to beat, but I'm going to take my shot with Hotshot Kid.
I don't blame you. That's another horse that if he did not have to run into some of the quality we've seen would be a real, you know, he's won 8 of 22 races. He's another horse that's won at Oakland. He's won outside of the state of Minnesota. And that's really the improvement we've seen, Henry, when you talk about a Minnesota breeding program, is that I've always said that horses should be bred not just to run 66 days in Minnesota, but to run 365 days anywhere in the country. And horses like Hotshot Kid, who you like on Saturday, and Mr. Jagermeister, they can run any place in the country. And that's really the difference we've seen here now in the quality of breeding, where you could put Hotshot Kid at any racetrack and say he's got a chance to win. So I don't blame you. You're a top trainer. You've got our hottest jockey in Arrieta at the track right now. So, and you'll probably get 4-1 on this horse.
I'll take it. All right, we're talking to Jeff Madej from Canterbury Park here on Lake Night on News Talk 830 WCCO. That's race number four Saturday. Race number five is the Ladies Slipper Stakes. Let's talk about this particular race. The horse that I like and I'm going to roll with is Honey's Socks Appeal. That's the horse that I'm rolling with.
She won 2 weeks ago on opening night, in fact. She was 2.5-1 that night. It was her ninth career victory. She's now the fourth all-time leading money earner at Canterbury. She's won a ton of races running in Shakopee. And she, again, is from Mac Robertson. You know how to find the best trainers. And Roman is the jockey, a new face at Canterbury, who's very good. They went 5.5 furlongs Saturday, they go 6 furlongs. And that's where you might be a bit vulnerable, because a horse named Pinup Girl, who really didn't like that 5.5 furlong distance, I don't think, but not at her best, is 9-2 in the morning line, is going to come flying light. This is really going to be a good race. You've got another horse in there who won the Minnesota Oaks last year, First Mate, who's now, I think, going to be an improved filly as a four-year-old. So, again, when you talk about the quality of this field, you've got some very nice horses. Honey Socks Appeal and Pinup Girl, if you can separate those two at the wire, then you've found something.
And not only do we have those really good races there on Saturday, but we also have the fact that it's another Triple Crown weekend in terms of Friday and Saturday. It's Preakness weekend, and we've got some outstanding races that people can go and make wagers at Canterbury Park in regards to simulcast wagering. Talk a little bit about the Preakness and what you think is going to go down on Saturday with, the favorite right now is Improbable, but that's clearly not the horse that I'm betting.
Now, I'm curious to see if you're going to stick with your Derby horse, War of Will, who really was at the crux of the whole disqualification of Maximum Security. War of Will really was what was the determining factor. He was the one who got cut off and caused Maximum Security to come down. So I'll be interested to see if you stick with that one. I do think Improbable is the horse to beat in here. I had made a play in some exactas on the maiden. Maidens are horses who've never won, which you'd think, well, the Derby's probably not the place to get your first win. But Bodie Express, I think, has another shot here and will be a big price. Went off in a 71-1 in the Kentucky Derby, so completely disregarded. I mean, yeah, the winner was 55 or 60-1. This horse was 70-1 and made a bid early and then just kind of got checked out of it from that far outside 19 post in the 19 horse field. But we've got a more compact field here. There's only four horses, including Bodhi Express, exiting the Derby, so the quality I don't think is quite the same. And I think that horse is going to have a shot to get on the ticket. I'm not saying Bodhi Express wins the race as a maiden, but I say that horse could get on the ticket at a big price if you're playing exactas and trifectas.
Well, clearly, I believe that Improbable should be the favorite. That is clearly the horse to beat. I am a big fan of War Will, and you know how I felt about that that trip that he got in the Kentucky Derby. I felt like at the top of the stretch, I thought I had a chance to win it all. And unfortunately, Maximum Security cut my horse off, was disqualified, but it didn't matter at the end of it. I mean, my horse just, you know, was not able to re-rally and get in the money. So I was out of some cash there, but I'm going to stand pat with War of Will. The other horse, though, that I'm looking at, and I think I'm definitely going to have him utilized in my exotics, and I think we'll have a shot to win, is another Twist of Fate, a Scat Daddy horse, and I like those Scat Daddies. And Jose Ortiz gets the mountain. I think that horse said at maybe a little bit of a price could probably get in there. I think he's going off around like 7 or 8-1.
Yeah, big winner in the race in San Francisco at Golden Gate Fields in the El Camino Real. Then went down to Sunland Park and ran against a horse named Cutting Humor. That was the one that Mike Smith picked up in the Derby when his original mount had scratched. So if you like Cutting Humor, which I think some people did, and that was a horse that ran well in the Derby, but was compromised on the outside, I could see another Twist of Fate getting to the mix. Now, the knock would be that really never has won a big race.
Yep.
Finished second in that Sunland race, finished second in the Lexington behind Owendale, who's also in the Preakness. So might be overlooked a little bit. You get Ortiz aboard, one of the Ortiz brothers aboard, who's a very good rider. So I could see that happening too. If you want to surrender the race to one of the two favorites and try to find horses like another Twist of Fate to get in the mix, I think that's might be the best way to play it.
Jeff, we appreciate the time, my man. We'll see you at the track this weekend, and DJ says he's looking forward to a little bit of brunch.
You guys let me know when you can make Little Chicago Chop House, which, by the way, opens to the public tomorrow night. So make your reservations now. We will see the two of you out there.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. That's Jeff Madej from Canterbury Park joining us here on Late Night. Coming up next, the preseason starts for one team in town. Who? You know who, the Minnesota Lynx. We discuss it next.